Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
Embattled Congressman George Santos is back in New York this weekend facing more questions.
As George Santos was swarmed by reporters at LaGuardia Airport Saturday, someone inside the airport yelled, "Con artist." He gave no responses to most of the questions asked. As for photos and videos emerging this week of him dressed in drag in Brazil, Santos responded, "I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life." As for questions about those in his Long Island, New York districts,
"I have spoken with the voters. I've been in district the whole week. I've been taking constituent calls. I've received federal grant applications for projects in the district. And I look forward to serving the people. The one thing I'll say is the media, and we've received plenty of complaints about you guys."
And that report from correspondent Matt Piper, there was no response from Santos when he was questioned about his assertion, now debunked, that his mother was in the World Trade Center on 9/11. A Lunar New Year Day event underway in Chinatown here with extra security.
Women dancing in traditional costumes in this park off Grand Street here in Chinatown, and fireworks set off to scare away the spirits, the bad spirits of the past year.
Lunar Year is really important for us, and it's really interesting and funny to celebrate with my family and friends.
People attending the event here mindful of the shooting in Los Angeles in which 10 people were killed following a Lunar Day celebration. Robin says it's important to carry on with tradition.
You know, now a lot of Asian hate. We, as an American, we have to do something about it.
Organizers said they would not cancel today's event. They're confident that the NYPD will keep them safe. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chinatown.
Chase is reportedly ending 24/7 banking at many of its ATMs to try to cut down on crime, New York Post is reporting. The bank says it's locking vestibules at various locations and branches are not open. There is no master list of the sites affected. Chase says, according to the Post, that's because nothing's permanent. The closures are occurring as concerns about crime arise. A building worker on the Upper West Side is now charged with murdering a 74-year-old woman inside her apartment. Police say 47-year-old LaShawn Mackey was taken into custody last night, and they add that he is charged with killing Maria Hernandez on Wednesday, then hiding her body under a sheet and a bunch of clothing. It's not clear how police tied Mackey to the killing. Someone swiped the hard drive containing footage from the building's security cameras. That's according to police. There were numerous cases of gun violence in the five boroughs last night. One man is dead, three others injured in a shooting in the Morris Park section of the Bronx. Police say a man was shot just before 10:30 last night. Those wounded are in stable condition. Police say one of them was shot at the same scene. Two others were shot in the same incident but different location. It's not clear how the shootings are connected. No arrests yet. Also in the Bronx, a teenager was shot on a city bus in the Soundview section just before 6 p.m. Police say his injuries are not considered life-threatening. Not clear what led to the shooting or if any suspects are in custody. And in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, police say shots were fired at around 9:15 on East 46th Street. One man was killed, another wounded. No arrests yet in this shooting. Even at 89, it's not the end of the road for one New York cab driver. Story in the Post indicates that Frank Trolley has been proving he can hack it, nicely put, for the last 62 years and still shows no signs of slowing down. Trolley says he works 12-hour days that start at 4 a.m. He guesses he's logged more than a million miles. His license cost him just $5, so no debt there. He started out in a Crown Victoria, he says. His other vehicles included a Checkers cab and a Plymouth Fury. These days, he's behind the wheel of a Nissan NV200.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.